Lesson 34. Keep the ordinances as I delivered them. 1 Corinthians chapters 11 through 16. Purpose. To help class members recognize the importance of living according to the doctrines of the gospel and receiving priesthood ordinances. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 1 through 3 and verses 11 and 12. Paul teaches of husbands and wives' relationships with each other and with the Lord. B. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 17 through 29. Paul teaches that the sacrament is an emblem of the Savior's sacrifice and should be partaken of in remembrance of him. C. 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 14. Paul teaches that there are many spiritual gifts and that they are all important to the church. He teaches that charity is more important than any other gift or quality. He teaches that spiritual gifts should be used for the benefit of all. D. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul teaches that because of Jesus Christ, we will be resurrected. He also speaks of baptism for the dead and of the 3 degrees of glory. 2. Additional reading. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 1 through 14. Moroni chapter 7, verses 44 through 48, and chapter 10, verses 8 through 18. Doctrine and Covenant, section 46, verses 1 through 26. Section 76, verses 50 through 119. Section 88, verses 27 through 32, and verses 95 through 102. 3. If the following pictures are available, use some of them during the lesson to illustrate charity. Waiting Our Turn, number 62316. Sharing the Tricycle, number 62317. Family Fun, number 62384. Administering to the Sick, number 62342. Gospel Art Picture Kit, 613. Home Teaching, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 614. Serving One Another, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 615. 4. Suggestion for Teaching. To teach the gospel effectively, teachers need the gift of an understanding heart. To better understand class members' needs, teachers should have charity and be guided by the Holy Spirit. Teachers should prayerfully consider the needs of each class member and how to help meet those needs. See Teaching, No Greater Call, number 36123, pages 12 and 13, and 31 through 39, then page 92 and 98 through 99. Suggested Lesson Development. Attention Activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Ask class members if they know what a railroad switch point is. Draw one on the chalkboard, as shown on the next page, and explain that a switch point is a location on a railroad track where a train can be switched from one track to another. Share the following experience related by Elder Gordon B. Hinckley. Many years ago, I worked in the head office of one of our railroads. One day, I received a telephone call from my counterpart in Newark, New Jersey, who said that a passenger train had arrived without its baggage car. The patrons were angry. We discovered that the train had been properly made up in Oakland, California, and properly delivered to St. Louis, from which station it was to be carried to its destination on the East Coast. But in the St. Louis yards, a thoughtless switchman had moved a piece of steel just 3 inches. That piece of steel was a switch point, and the car that should have been in Newark, New Jersey, was in New Orleans, Louisiana, 1,300 miles away. In Conference Report, October 1972, pages 106 and 7, or Ensign, January 1973, page 91. When you finish the story, refer to the railroad switch point on the chalkboard and ask the following questions. How could such a seemingly small change have such a significant effect on the location of the train? What are some potential switch points in our lives? Answers may include events, decisions, new knowledge, or anything that changes the direction of our life. Switch points can be negative if they lead us from the truth, or positive if they put us back on the right track. The last chapters of Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians address four doctrinal switch points where the Corinthians had departed from the truth. Explain that as we study Paul's teachings in these chapters, we can strengthen our commitment to follow the path of righteousness that will lead to our Father in heaven. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture accounts, discuss how they apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Husbands and wives' relationships with each other and with the Lord. Read and discuss 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 through 3 and verses 11 and 12. What three relationships does Paul speak of in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3? Why do you think Paul included all of these relationships together? What qualities exist in the relationship between Jesus Christ and His Father? See John chapter 5, verse 20, then chapter 8, verse 29, and chapter 17, verses 21 through 22. How can we develop these qualities in our relationship with Jesus Christ? How can husbands and wives develop these qualities in their relationship? What does it mean that neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11. Why is the relationship of husband and wife so important in the kingdom of God? What does this teach us about how husbands and wives should treat each other? President Marion G. Romney taught, "A husband and wife should be one in harmony, respect, and mutual consideration. Neither should plan or follow an independent course of action. They should consult, pray, and decide together. Remember that neither the wife nor the husband is the slave of the other. Husbands and wives are equal partners." In the Image of God, Ensign, March 1978, pages 2 and 4. If you use the attention activity, discuss how these relationships can act as positive or negative switch points in our lives. 2. The purpose of the sacrament. Read and discuss 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 29. Explain that many of the saints in Corinth were not observing the purpose of the sacrament service. Instead of focusing on the sacrament ordinance, they were contending with each other and eating and drinking to excess. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 18 through 22. What is the primary purpose of sacrament meeting? See 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 20, footnote 20a, which provides the Joseph Smith translation of this verse. Is it not to eat the Lord's Supper? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland taught, "With so very much at stake, the sacrament should be taken more seriously than it sometimes is. It should be a powerful, reverent, reflective moment. It should encourage spiritual feelings and impressions. As such, it should not be rushed. It is not something to get over so that the real purpose of a sacrament meeting can be pursued. This is the real purpose of the meeting." In Conference Report, October 1995, page 89, or Ensign, November 1995, page 68. According to Paul, what are the purposes of the sacrament? See 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. See also Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20. How can we better keep our minds and hearts focused on Jesus as we partake of the sacrament? What did Paul teach about the importance of partaking of the sacrament worthily? See 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 29. What does it mean to partake of the sacrament unworthily? Why is examining our worthiness an important part of the sacrament? How has partaking of the sacrament blessed you? How can we make this ordinance more meaningful in our lives? If you use the attention activity, discuss how our attitude toward the sacrament can be a switch point in our lives. 3. The importance of all spiritual gifts. Discuss 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 14. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Explain that Paul's letter suggests that the saints in Corinth may have placed too much importance on the gift of tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verses 2 through 14 and verses 27 and 28. In chapters 12 through 14, Paul explains that all the gifts of the Spirit are important, but that the saints should seek gifts that will be for the benefit of all. What are spiritual gifts? Spiritual blessings or abilities given through the Holy Ghost. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 7 through 11 and Doctrine and Covenant section 46 verse 11. Why does God give spiritual gifts? See Doctrine and Covenant section 46 verse 26. What gifts of the Spirit have you experienced or observed? You may want to list and discuss some of the spiritual gifts as revealed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 8 through 10, Moroni chapter 10 verses 8 through 17, and Doctrine and Covenant section 46 verses 13 through 25. How have these gifts blessed you or others? Why do you think Paul compared the members of the church to different parts of the body? 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 12 through 25. To show that each member is important to the other members and to the church as a whole. How can we apply this comparison to the different gifts of the Spirit? The Scriptures counsel us to seek spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 31. And Doctrine and Covenant, section 46, verse 8. What should be our reasons for seeking spiritual gifts? See 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 9. If necessary, explain that to edify is to build up, instruct, improve, and enlighten. What did Paul teach is the greatest of all spiritual gifts? See 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Define each of the attributes of charity mentioned in verses 4 through 7, and discuss how we can apply them in our lives. You may want to list the attributes on the chalkboard. Why is charity more important than any other spiritual gift? See 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, and verses 8 through 13. How have you been blessed by another person who has shown charity toward you? How can we develop greater charity? See Moroni chapter 7, verses 44 through 48. If you use the attention activity, discuss how charity can act as a switch point in our lives. 4. The Resurrection and the Degrees of Glory. Read and discuss selected verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Explain that many of the Corinthians had begun to dispute the reality of the resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12. What witnesses of the resurrection did Paul cite? See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 5 through 8. Why do you think Paul cited so many witnesses of the resurrection? See 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Why are witnesses of the resurrection important to you? What did Paul teach about the relationship between the fall of Adam and the resurrection? See 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 20 through 23. How did Paul use the doctrine of baptism for the dead to teach about the resurrection? See 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 29. The ordinance of baptism for the dead would be meaningless without the resurrection. What did Paul teach about the kingdoms of glory? See 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 35 through 44. We are resurrected into different kingdoms of glory: celestial, terrestrial, or telestial. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verses 27 through 32. How does your knowledge of the resurrection and the kingdoms of glory influence the way you live? Conclusion. Testify of the importance of following the doctrines that will lead us back to our Father in heaven. If you use the attention activity, invite class members to examine their own lives for switch points, attitudes, and actions that, if followed, could change the direction of their lives. Encourage them to choose directions that will affect their lives positively. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or both of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. God is not the author of confusion. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. Have class members read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. Then ask the following questions. What are some subjects about which there is much confusion and contention in the world? Why do you think there is so much confusion in the world? How is God the author of peace? 2. Youth activity. Before class, think of several situations in the daily lives of youth in which they have the opportunity to show charity. For example, seeing a person who needs help at school, disagreeing with a brother or sister, or having a friend who is feeling lonely or unappreciated. Present these situations to the youth and ask how they could use the attributes of charity as taught by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 to improve the situation. End of lesson 34. Keep the ordinances as I delivered them.